tell you, es le darish, he does not darshan es. And to the time, like we learned, Shimon ham suni, v'yarmilon some say, Nechemya ham suni, ha yedarish kol esen shabbat Torah. First, when they went to learn the Torah, they used to make a drasha by all the esen. Every es is like an extra word. So they used to make a drasha from it. But kivon shegiyah, when they came to this pasuk that says, Li'es Hashem alakecha tiro, he's supposed to have fear from Hashem. So it says the word es, like who is like Hashem, who else can you include that you have to have fear like Hashem? So therefore they saw the word es is not an extra word. Therefore pirish, they went back and they retracted all their drushes from the word es. They saw that the word es is not extra. Omru loy tamidu, tamidim said, Rebbe, kol esen shedrashto ma tayaleim, all the esen that you made drushes until now, what's going to be with all those drushes? Omulahem, he said back, Tishem Shekabalti Schamala Trisha, Kachibalti Alaprisha. You should know, no, it's Torah. The same way Metchila, when we thought you're supposed to darshan the yes, we received reward like it was a mitzvah to darshan. Now that we see we made a mistake, and you're not supposed to darshan the word es, we take back all the drushes, and we'll receive schar, another chaos and what's going to be. They held that's Torah. Torah is that we made a mistake, and now we make the drushes, that you do not darshan the word es. So therefore, there's a mandiyom, a shimon hamsuni, that stopped dashing the word es. Ah, shabor Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva came, and he dashes the word es. Aye, the question is, the apostle says, li es Hashem l'techa tira. What can you add on to this? So Rabbi Akiva holds, v'limad es Hashem l'techa tira l'rabbas talmidi chachamim. Rabbi Akiva held that a Talmud Chacham is also included. Es Hashem is marba, you have to have yira for a Talmud Chacham also. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds, you do dashen the word es all over. And if Shimon HaTimoni holds, Shuni Ham Suni holds, you do not darshan. Then the Mishnah says, Biegla Rufa. An Egla Rufa, this eagle that they're supposed to chop off the head, and in case where you found a horror, somebody was killed, you don't know which city, or the closest city it's found by, the Anshe'ir has to bring an Egla Rufa. Minolan, how do we know that it's also no? Amri Deveri Abyanai, Kapora Ksibba Kakodishim. It says the word Kapora by Egla Rufa. So we learn as a kodshim, just like a korban, it's also bano. Egla rufa, even though it's not hegdish, it's not a korban, still it's also bano. Tziporim mitzorim, and how do we know? Tetona the very Shmuel. Nema machshir machabim mifnim. It says regular kabonis when you bring inside the base of migdish. Rash says osher mitzorim. Yeah, or machabim mifnim. Rash says kolak kabonis. The nema machshir machabim bachutz. There's such a thing about bachutz. Rash egla rufa. An egla rufa is bachutz. And Tziporim Mitzorah is also Bachutz. If so, Ma Machshir Machap Omer Bifnim, just like what's brought Bifnim, the Korban that's brought inside, and the Yashir Mitzorah, is also by Machshir Kemechaper, the Machshir has the same halacha like the Mechaper, that the Yashir Mitzorah is also Bahano, the same way the Yikar Karbonis are, is Af Machshir Machap Omer Bachutz. The same way the Machshir Mechaper that's sent outside, the two outside is the Tziporim Mitzorah to throw away, and the Egla Rufa, also, by machshir kemechaper, that the machshir, the tziporim mitzvah, has the same halacha like the egla rufa. Therefore, like we just learned, it's also bano. Here also, it's also bano. Itma we learned like this: tziporim mitzvah. These tziporim that the mitzvah has to throw away. We just say now, it's also bano. Meyem asayasurim. From when do they become also bano? So, Reb Yechonon Omar mishashchita. When you shech the other word mishashchita. Rashi says, Neferes Hashchuto, V'yam HaShuleches, Muteres Kalakamon. There's one Yeshech, and one you throw away. So the one Yeshech, that becomes also B'Shashchita. The one you throw away, Rashi says, that's Muteres. Resh Lakish Oma, Mishas Takicha. Now, as soon as you buy it right away, Rashi says, Neferes Shteim. As soon as you buy the two birds, they both become also. Until you send away one, when you send it away, then it becomes muta. And the other one says no. Rabbi Yechonon says no. It only becomes also b'shashchita. Rabbi Yechonon nama b'shashchita shchita who the asur lo. It's the shchita that gives it the kedushas aguf. That's what makes it also. Therefore, it's only also from b'shashchita the tzipa that you shech. It becomes also from then. Resh Lakish shama nama b'shash lekich when the time you buy it. Me'egla rufa nafu. Learns that from egla rufa. Ma egla rufa mechayim, just like an egla rufa is also even mechayim when it's alive. So af tzipor mitzora mechayim, tzipor mitzora is also mechayim when you bought it. That's why Resh Lakish says mishas lekicha. When you go to buy the two tzipor for the mitzora, they become also banor right away. For the Gemara, v'yegla rufa mino gufa meyemasai. When is an egla rufa become asa b'hano? True, it's asa b'hano even when it's alive. But at what point does the egla rufa become asa b'hano? So Rabbi Yana said that gvul shamati. I heard a boundary, a time when it becomes asa b'hano. Shamati bo v'shachachti, and I forgot. I forgot exactly when an egla rufa becomes asa b'hano. The Nas bin Chaver, my Chaverim told me, explained to me, Loimam, Yuridosa l'nachal eisan hi asrosa. When they take the egla rufa down to the special nachal, where they plan to make that rufa, they're going to chop off the head, so as soon as they bring it down to this valley, there it becomes asa b'hano. So therefore we're saying, just like egla rufa is asa mechayim, a tzipora mitzar is also asa mechayim when you buy it. So Gemara asks, if you're learning out tzipora mitzar from an egla rufa, if so, why don't I say, Ima egla rufa mishas lekicha loy mitzasa. An egla rufa, when you first buy it, it doesn't become asar. It only becomes asar when you bring it down to the nachal eisan. If so, why don't I say atzi paru mitzara nami mishas lekicha loy mitzasa? Maybe mishas you buy the tzipor, they should not become asar. Maybe only later on. The Gemara says hachi ashta. No, what does one have to do with the other? Hasa nisleg vulachrini. Like by the egla rufa, I have another time to say. There is a time of Nachal Eisan. Going down to the special Nachal, that's where they kill the Yegla Rufa. So I could say, don't go after the time you bought the Yegla Rufa, but go after the time when you bring it down to the special place. That's good. But Hocho by the Tziporim Mitzayro, Mi Isleg Vul Achrina, there's no other special place to shecht it. Any place you want, you can shecht it. Since so, if it becomes Asa Mechayim, it has to be B'Shas Lekicha. Otherwise, there's no other place, it should become Asa.
Yeah.
Eisvay, we have Yechon and Rosh Lakish. We have Yechon and Yestakash to Rosh Lakish. The pasuk says, "Kol tzipa tahara toichlu." Any bird that's tor, you'll have eat. L'rabbe says some shalachet. Come to teach us that even the bird that the mitzvah throws away is also mutar b'achila. V'zeh asher lo toichlu mehem. Then the pasuk says, "No, from these that are tamei, you can't eat from them." L'rabbe says hashruta. Come to teach us that the tzipor, that the mitzvah shechts to use its blood, that tzipor tosem achila. Now, if you want to tell me what that this bird becomes also for mechayim when it's alive, for shas you buy it, if so, liacha shchita mi boi, what do I need a pasuk to say it's also after shchita? Shchita! Like if it was also when it's alive already, so shchita it's still also when you shecht it. Shchita can't go off this nuissa. Tomorrow says no. Now the time I would have thought to say midzi havi akodeshim. Maybe this tzipor of the mitzayra is like other kabonas. Say what? The mechayim asira. When a carbon is alive, it has kedusha on its also b'ano. The yasira shchita ma'amachshir alhu. And later, when you make a shchita, that makes a kosher. So I would have thought to say maybe the same thing by the tzipor of mitzayra. Kamash malon. That's why the apostle to say no. That here, even after I make the shchita on the tzipor of the mitzayra, still it remains also b'ano, also achil at least. Eisvei havakash, it says, shochato, if you shechted this tzipor of the mitzvah, the nin says treifa, came out, you found it to be a treifa. The locher is, it's possible for the tire of a mitzvah. But the pasuk says, Rashi says, chiyois, it has to be a live one, not a treifa. So what's the locher? Yikar zug lishniya, you have to take another bird to match, v'rishreina muteres b'ano, and the first one is muta b'ano. It says here this bird is muta b'ano. Now vi sakadaitach b'achila you can't because it's a treifa, but b'ano it's muta. Now vi sakadaitach mechayim asura. If you want to tell me now it's also mechayim harishayin amay muteras b'ano. So why has it become muta b'ano? As soon as you bought it, it should have become also b'ano. Oh malay, how come I askin again? Shenim says treifa b'nei mayeho. We're talking about this treifa didn't happen right now, but this treifa was in the stomach that was there from before. So it comes out that the time when you bought this bird, it already had a treifa. So it comes out the loichala lo kedusha klal. The kedusha was never chal on this tzipor because you found out now that it had a hole in the stomach that was there from a long time before. So therefore, when you bought the tzipor 2 days ago, it was already a treifa. So a treifa cannot have any kedusha. Therefore, it's muta b'ano. Eisle, I have another kash. It says shochatosh lebiyezav. Let's say they shechted the mitzvah, shechted the tzipor without using the yezayt. B'shloi b'yetz, without using the wood he's supposed to take with it. B'yetz eres, the cedar wood. B'shloi b'shni shalat, not with the red thread.
Reb Yaakov Omer, Hoyo v'huksele mitzvosoi asura. Since it's muksele mitzvosoi, l'maisa it's also. So what the sefer is still also by no. Reb Shimon Omer, Hoyo v'nishkato shloki mitzvosoi. No, since the shas shchita of this sefer, you did not do it the right way, because you did not have the eight arrows there, and the ezoiv, and the shlis alas. So therefore, muteris, I tell you that this bird is muta b'achila, you'll not eat it. Now, it's like this. Ad kan loy pligi o machlege de la masa ve shchita shen ruya shma shchita. O masa ve shchita shen ruya lo shma shchita. So on a machlege se ve shmei shchita or not. Yes, shmei shchita means that it makes it also. Shchita shen ruya le mitzvasa shma shchita lo yisrov comes also. But the kuli yama miyos mei chayim le mitzvah. Everybody holds that when it was alive, it didn't become also. Because if it was also, when it was alive, how could he still go off here? L'maisa, it's not a treifa. So if you say, well, as soon as you bought it, it was chal kedusha on this sefer, so how could it go off if you make a shechita now, shaloi kedin, even though the shechita was not with the mitzvah, the way it's supposed to be done, but how did the Yisra Nor go off it? So here we see clearly here that the Yisra Nor's first chal b'sha shechita. So machloike says, is this called a good shechita or not, to make it also b'nor or not? So Mar says, true, here you have a proof. But I'll tell you, tanoi, it's a machloike tanoim. If when exactly was the tzipor of a mitzvah become also bano? The Tanya we learned. The very Rabbi Yishmael nema machshir mechapim bifnim. It says a machshir mechapim bifnim, the kavanah should bring inside. The nema machshir mechapim bachutz, what's brought outside. Ma machshir mechapim omer bifnim, just like the kavanahs that are brought inside. Also bo machshir ke mechapim, that the machshir has the same halach like the mechapim itself, like a regular korban. Is af machshir mechapim omer bachutz, the same way it was done outside. Is also bo machshir ke mechapim. The machshir, the tzipa, mitzvah is the same halach like the egla rufa. Gufa. Yeah. The Tanoim here is the first time we had true holds on Yosel Yachashita. But here, according to this Tanoim, the Rabbi Shmuel, he says clearly the Machshir is like the Mechaper. So just like the Mechaper, the Egla Rufa, we had a pasuk before that it's also Bano Mechayim. You read Osel and Nachaleson, so the same thing, Tzipa Mitzvah also becomes also Mechayim. So the kid says the Machlok is Tanoim exactly when does the Tzipa, the Mitzvah, when he buys a Tzipa to use, to Mitzvah him, does it become also B'Shas Lekichu when you buy it, or does it first become also B'Shas Shchita? That's the Machlok is Tanoim. Right. Kufa, we just learned before, Kol Tzipa Torah, the Apostle says you let eat all birds that are Torah, Teichlu, L'Rabbis Esel Meshalachas. Comes to teach us that this Tzipa, that the mitzvah, what he does is he has to first buy two birds. Then one bird he shechts and uses the blood, and the second one he throws away. So with Ashim is supposed to teach us that when he throws it away, it becomes mutter b'achila. V'zeh asher lo toichlu mehem, l'rabbis as hashruta. For the Gemara v'yetach hano, maybe just the opposite. Maybe that the mishalachas is also b'hano, and maybe the tzipa shruta is mutter b'achila. We don't find balachayim to become also leilam. But this mishalachas, you don't have to shecht it, you just throw it away. So it's not a svara to say that the bird that we're throwing away now that's going to live should be also bano. There's no svara. Therefore, there's a bigger svara to say the one that you shecht it now, that sefer, should be also. You don't find any cases like that of the animal that's alive becomes also by no.